We're going?
Yep.
All right, once again, apologize, but we're back in regular session, and we'll just jump right into this and try to knock it out. First item on the agenda is the approval of the board meeting of 9/9/2025.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as...
Agenda or the minutes?
Or the minutes. Sorry, I'll prove that we approve the minutes as they were posted from 9/9/2025.
And I'll second the motion.
The motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, note that one out. Next thing is the approval of the expenditures for September 2025 and account status. Ryan, I guess you'll take that one.
So the expenditures for the month were of a total of $40,473.38 for those. And I'll just go ahead and go over our PTIF account as well right here. We're currently sitting at $9,890,643.
Ryan, will you turn your speaker on, please?
Oh, sorry. $9,890,645.41. And there was, there's nothing to report as far as the income last month.
Unfortunately. Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve expenditures as has been presented and as we reviewed out of our update from Julie.
Move a motion.
I would second that just with one thing to add, that it, to make it clear, we did not receive any mineral lease money in September.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
I think we all understood that, but thank you.
Okay, just for the public.
Okay, yes. All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. Item number three is project updates on Independence Road from Bart, and he's not here, so I guess we will just table that one, as well as item number four, which is Red Wash. And that puts us to updates on 7500 East. Brian, have you got anything for us?
Just a quick update. The project is out to bid right now, and bids are due by November 6th. At which time UDOT will make their award to the low bidder, and we'll have more information at that point. So.
Awesome.
That meeting will be on the 11th.
Yeah, but I'm going to add to that, if I can, Brian, on
yeah.
that. It won't be UDOT. These guys will have to concur in the
right.
bid before UDOT awards them.
Okay. So one, we probably need to put that on a agenda
on,
item.
On the agenda for next month.
Okay.
Sorry, I was
asking a question. I'm sorry, because I know we skipped number three and four, but who's the liaison for those projects?
Myself.
Could you?
I was hoping to get an update from Bart, but I thought he would be here tonight.
Oh.
And he did not forward one to me, so I'm sorry, I'm not prepared on that.
No, that's okay. Is that Independent? That's Red Wash.
Red Wash.
Red Wash. Okay.
And Independence, nothing else either. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't. I know nothing, and I made the assumption Bart would be here.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Anything else, Brian?
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Can I get just clarification on, UDOT actually makes the selection on?
No.
You guys will make the...
The award, who we're going to...
Yeah.
As far as the contractor? Okay.
But you won't know who that is.
Right, they just give you...
They just give you a number.
A number, and
yeah,
this is the number, and...
Yeah.
These are the numbers that you have to choose.
Yes.
Right. It's and they make their recommendation, correct? To a certain extent, or no?
No, what'll happen?
I thought on that last one that they kind of said that there's, well, I wouldn't call it recommendation. They're going, we don't see any reason why this one wouldn't be sufficient.
Yeah, what'll happen with it? And the reason I can help answer that, I'll have Brian here for just a minute. And that is because I'm just doing one in Roselle right now today. It just bid. And what'll happen is they will come back and they will tell us who the bidders are. Or no, they will tell us how many bidders. They won't even tell us what the exact dollar amount is until after it's bid. But before board meeting, the next Tuesday, Larry will notify us as to what that low dollar amount is, so that it's, if it's within budget, to get your concurrence to award. And then once you have concurred in award, then they'll tell us who it is with this. And the rationale behind that, and I can understand it, to the point that they're trying to not let who the bidder is influence whether you award or you don't, because you're bound with these dollars to award to the low responsible bidder. And so it goes through this weird process, I'm just going to say, with that, with what's going on. And I was just going to look right here and actually tell you. Right now, there are three plan holders on the project.
Three?
Yeah. Right now, there's three plan holders. One's Burdick, one is TNT General Contractors. They're out of Nephi. They did all the work over in Ballard.
They did Vernal Avenue as well.
And Vernal Avenue, yes. They did Vernal Avenue also.
South Vernal Avenue?
Yes. And then the other one is a subcontractor. So right now that's who's holding plans.
Do you know the name of the subcontractor?
Yeah, Ellis Erosion Control.
Ellis Erosion. And where are they out of?
They're off the Wasatch Front somewhere.
Okay.
They're from out on the Wasatch Front. So that's who's holding plans on that project right now. So.
Okay.
And
thank
with
you.
Those kind of bids, we can't give a preference for local, like a 5% or anything like that.
No, not through this federal process.
But we find out afterwards who they and their numbers, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You'll know the number when you meet on the, is it the 8th? Board meeting is November the 8th.
11.
On November 11th, you'll know what the number is, so that you can concur in that low bid. And then as soon as it goes back to Larry as our project manager on the job, then once that it has been awarded, he will notify us as to who that person is.
And so we'll be able to review the other...
Yes, you'll be able to see all of the bids.
Okay.
It's just like this one in Roosevelt today, I can tell you this. We had a small project over there on State Street. We had 7 bidders. 5 of them came in under our estimate, 2 of them over the estimate. We know what all the dollar numbers are and what all our bids are. We just don't know who they are at this point. And you'll know the same thing at that board meeting. You'll know all of the bidders as far as the dollar value. You just don't know whose is whose. And you'll be able to figure out that you've got Burdick's, you've got BHI, I'm going to assume, will pick plans up and do a TNT and others. You'll be able to know who was potential bidders, but you won't know whose bids whose.
Okay. Yeah. That was, thanks. That's, I was just curious of the process. So.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Any other comment? Okay. Item number 6 on our agenda is the project updates on 500 North, and that's me. And I don't have any updates right now to bring forward to the board. Do you have anything?
I probably should put your name on there, right? Craig's name.
Probably should let Craig take that.
Well, all I know about it is that the contract is in UDOT system waiting for a signature from the local government. So I don't know. I was hoping that you would say, yeah, we're going to sign that tonight or whatever, but...
So that's not like us. That would be like the UTSSD?
UTSSD.
Not commission.
No.
UTSSD is local.
Is local government.
Considered the local government.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Quark's assigned it on their side, but in that electronic system, it's still waiting for a signature. So I didn't know if you were waiting to approve that with this board or what you were doing.
That may be something that I haven't looked at that's in my email, and I'll have to look into that and see and go from there. And if we need to, we can figure out how to get around that. Hopefully it's not a holdup. but I haven't seen anything.
I haven't either, and I wonder if it comes to mine as well.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look. This month, I've...
Is that coming from UDOT?
It's in UDOT's system.
Okay.
From Larry?
Yeah, but I don't know if it'll be an email or...
It'll come from the comptroller. I'll help out on this one, too, with that, just... It will be a DocuSign document that will have come from UDOT.
And I know I looked at several and thought I was caught up on that, but it may be something...
And I haven't seen anything, and Larry knows about...
Well, but what'll happen with it, Julie, is they only send it to the contact person.
Okay.
And that's probably...
They won't be notified or anything else.
I won't.
That's probably...
If Sean has been named as the contact.
No, I think it's me, as the chairman.
The chairman, yeah.
So I'll have to review my emails and take a look and see if I can sign that or get it in front of the board.
If they have not, who does he contact in UDOT Region 3?
Larry.
And Larry and I correspond enough that he'll be getting ahold of me, I'm sure, if something doesn't happen sooner than later.
Yeah, that's all I know about it.
I can follow up with Larry, too, if you don't have anything.
Okay, yeah, I'll look. I'll look when we get done here and go from there. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was a good update.
How'd I do?
So that was a good update. We have something...
Oh, sorry, one other question. Do we know, Brian, on that $7,500, when they're expected to start?
No, it could be any time, because they need to do winter work, so, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, just moving along down the list, 2026 budget.
Gonna get 8 feet of snow this year.
I don't have enough salt, better not.
I don't know what that has to do with the 2026 budget, 8 feet of snow.
I guess because I don't have enough salt. You're welcome.
Brian, do you want to take this?
Where am I at? Sorry.
You're on 8 feet of snow, but we're trying to have a USSD meeting here.
The budget. We had our budget workshop. We have scheduled for, just for public awareness, Julie and myself and Nick are going to get together. We're going to finalize and clean up the budget and get it prepared so that we can send it out to the board members for any extra corrections that need to be made. And also, then we have plans to meet with our legal counsel to have him double check as well. So we're going to be prepared for our November 11th board meeting to get that finalized. Does that sound?
Yeah, the tentative budget.
The tentative budget.
Perfect,
yeah.
Yes.
So.
Okay, questions, comments? Perfect. Number 8 is chair updates, and I'm going to need a little bit of help from the board members on this, because where I want to go is to put our discussion that we just had in closed session legally out to the public so that we're not getting ourselves in trouble as far as how we have to.
Before you do, we probably need to visit a little more. I do have one issue that came to my mind while we were sitting here visiting. It's one of the reasons why our meeting went a little longer. I do have a concern, okay. And I'll explain to you later. So.
Okay, fair enough.
I was going to say, if it refers to our closed session, I don't see it as an agenda item. It has to be an agenda item.
Yeah.
And it's not on here as an agenda item.
Okay.
So we cannot take action on it tonight.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Good point.
Yep.
Okay, with that said, we have covered our board meeting agenda for the evening.
What?
Item 10.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It is.
It is on there.
I'm sorry, I saw the closed session thinking that was the last item on the agenda.
And I'm kind of with you. So, but Mark has some concerns. So do you want to table number 10?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll explain why when we don't have a quorum, and I can get a hold of each of you individually, but it says significant concern.
Table it.
Significant return, okay.
We can table it.
We'll table number 10.
Yeah, let's do that.
It'll be 2 weeks.
All right.
I think the chair can just table it.
Let's table, yeah. We'll table 10. So with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn unless there's something else.
Do we want to say that it's tabled to the November 11th meeting or just tabled?
Yeah, that'll work. Even if we don't get it resolved by then, it can still go on the agenda.
We will shoot and have it on November 11th.
Okay, table. Item number 10, tabled until the November 11th meeting. All right. Give me a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Adjourned. Thank you all for coming.